ओम शांति। ट्यूसडे 3rd July 2018। टुडेज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी सीटेड ऑन बाप दादाज हार्ट थ्रोन दिल तख्त एंड रिमेन फियरलेस एंड केयर फ्री बाय ऑलवेज ब्रिंगिंग बींग इन द प्लेस ऑफ सेफ्टी। बाप दादाज हार्ट थ्रोन इज द मोस्ट एलिवेटेड प्लेस। Only those who are always seated on the Father's heart throne remain safe. Maya cannot come to you. Such souls who are seated on the heart throne are fearless and carefree. This is guaranteed, nishchit and utterly unshakable. So sit on the heart throne, maintain the intoxication that you are now on Bab Dada's heart throne, and that you will be seated on the throne of the kingdom for many births. By having this spiritual intoxication, you will have no waves of sorrow. When one is seated on Bab Dada's heart throne, what all things happen? Baba is telling about that. First of all, what are the specialities of this heart throne? What are the specialities of this heart throne? It's very pure, unadulterated, uncontaminated, sacrosanct, the most sacred place in the world. So, what are the specialities of this heart throne? Bab Dada's heart throne. This is the most pure heart throne. Then, what else? It's unlimited. It has got no boundaries. So, it's behad. This heart throne is unlimited. Then, what else? It is unshakable. This heart throne is unshakable. Nobody can shake this. Maya cannot shake this heart throne. So this heart throne is unshakable, unflinching. Then, Bab Dada's heart throne. It is known as, in today's Murli, in Sakar Murli, one word has come, Tausi Takht. What is Tausi Takht? What is Taus or Tausi? Tausi is something which is related to peacock's feather, more punk, during that Shahjahan and Aurangzeb and all those. They had one throne which was called Tausi Takht. So, Baba's heart throne is very pure, it's unlimited, it is unshakable, fourth, it's same as immovable, unshakable, unflinching. Then, what else? How is this throne? Only those who have made Father sit on their own heart throne can sit on this throne. Only those who have made one Father sit on their own heart throne can sit on Bab Dada's heart throne. This you get, so this is fourth. And fifth, this is available only now. It's not available at other times. It's only now in this confluence age, in this Sangam Yuga, in this age of convergence that you get such a throne. Then, next, what else? What are the specialities of Bab Dada's Dil Takht? You cannot fall down. Or do you?
If our stage fall down, then we automatically fall.
Okay, if our stage falls, we fall from that. Okay, what else? There is no sorrow. In today's blessing, four things are told about this throne. First, there is Maya cannot attack. Maya cannot attack. It's very difficult for Maya, inaccessible to Maya. Very difficult for Maya to reach this throne. Very difficult for any vices to enter, to barge into this throne. So this throne makes you Mayajit. This throne makes you immune from the assaults of Maya. So automatically you achieve that stage of spiritual immunity. It's a fort. It's a fortress. Abhedya. Nothing can penetrate. No weapon. No arms of Maya can ever reach this throne. So this throne is Mayajit. It makes you Mayajit. Next, in today's Murli, this Vardhan, Baba is saying, this throne makes you fearless. It makes you fearless. You can move undauntedly in this throne. That sense of consternation, that sense of fear is gone, and one becomes intrepid whilst in this, seated on this throne. So this sense of being intrepid or fearless comes when you are seated on this throne. The moment you come out of this throne, a sense of consternation, a sense of fear, a sense of insecurity besets the soul. So this throne makes you fearless. Then next, this throne makes you carefree. You remain nishchint, and this is nishchit, guaranteed and utter, immovable, unshakable, that this will happen, that you become carefree. All the care, all the worries, all the anxieties of the world is gone. If you look at the world, each heart is anxiety ridden. Every mind is angst ridden. So this angst ridden mind, this anxiety filled mind is gone. Once you come to this heart throne, all the inner turmoil, all the inner disturbances is gone. So this heart throne makes you carefree. And next, from today's blessing, this heart throne is sorrowless. No sorrow can enter. You enter into the Ashok Vatika. The world is a Ashok Vatika, is a cottage of sorrow. This is a cottage free from sorrow. This Dil Takht is Ashok Vatika. So these are all the things that happen. So Baba is saying in today's blessing, Bab Dada's heart throne is the most elevated place. This is also one of the speciality. That could be the first, most elevated, highest on high. There is no throne in the world which is greater than this throne. And when we say throne, it indicates monarchy. It indicates power. Satta. So, this is the most elevated, the highest, the loftiest, the most exalted throne in the world. So that is the first. Then Baba is saying, only those who are always seated on the Father's heart throne remain safe. So another is, this is a source of safety. This is yet another. So there are 10 or 11 points like this. This is the source of safety. You remain safe from the onslaughts of Maya. or anything for that matter. All the material tornadoes and other things cannot come. No tempest can ever reach this throne. So this is a very elevated throne. This is a very pure throne. This is, you remain safe. It's a source of safety. Maya cannot come to you. So this throne makes you Mayajit. Such souls who are seated on this hard throne are fearless. You become fearless. Then you attain the state of Nishchint, carefree stage. Befikr Badsha, carefree emperor. Be Gampur ke Badsha. You attain the stage where there is no sorrow. This is guaranteed and this is unshakable. So sit on the hard throne. Maintain the intoxication that you are now on Bap Dada's hard throne. And that you will be seated on the throne of the kingdom for many births. Only those who sit on this throne, one more point, 12th, they can claim that Tausi Takht of Golden Age. Only those who are seated on this hard throne can sit in the golden throne of the Golden Age. Not for one birth, for many births. Here you sit for one birth, there as a result you sit for many births. So by having the spiritual intoxication, the spiritual inebriation, the spiritual sense of Kumari, you will have no waves of sorrow. So you attain the stage of sorrowlessness. So these are total 12 points about Bap Dada's heart throne. First, it's most elevated. Second, it's very pure. And only those who are pure in heart, only those whose hearts, whose remembrance is not adulterated by remembrance of worldly people. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, this is my farman. I order you. Remember me. This is Bap Dada's farman. You should have moh or attachment only with me and with none else. So, very elevated, very pure, unlimited, unshakable, immovable, unflinching. Once you sit on this throne, nothing can shake you. You attain that shake of a stage of unshakability. So you are unshakable here. Otherwise, every now and then, every whip of Maya, every whip of passion, every gentle breeze of desires, some wind of some expectations, some gush of passion may shake the soul. So this Dil Takht is unshakable. Then next, this Dil Takht is, what was here? Only this time, confluence age. Only at this confluence age you get this Dil Takht. No other time in the history of time. In 5000 years you get this Takht. You get this heart throne. Only and only now. Then this throne makes you Mayajit. Maya cannot attack. No weapon of Maya can reach. This is Abhedya Kila. This is inaccessible to Maya. This is Maya cannot, Maya's weapon cannot penetrate this heart throne. Then you become fearless. All fear, all anxiety, all sense of insecurity is gone. Then, it is a place of safety. No, carefree. You become carefree here. Then sorrow free. And then, that is done. Okay, here you become safe. Baba has used in this Murli. This is a place of safety for you. So these are all the different points. So now how to sit on this throne, which is the most elevated, which is the most pure, which you get only now, which makes you Mayajit, which makes you fearless, which makes you carefree, which makes you unshakable, which is the place of safety, which is unlimited. So when such a takt is there, and this takt, when it is there, then only you can ascend to that takt of Tausi, takt of golden age. So how to reach or ascend to this throne? Those who are seated in this seat of Akal Takht, they alone can sit on this Dil Takht. So Akal Takht and Dil Takht are related to each other. Those who have made Father to sit on their heart Takht, they alone can sit on their Baba's Dil Takht. Those who have made Father sit on their heart throne, they alone can sit on Bab Dada's Dil Takht. Second. Third. Who can sit on this heart throne? Those who remain light, they alone can sit on this heart throne. Those who are very heavy, they cannot sit. Those who are heavy with sins, if they sit, the takht will takht will shake. Okay. Those who are very heavy with sins, heavy, very, very heavy with bad karmas, they cannot sit on this throne with these 12 specialities. This is very that Raja Vikramaditya had a very beautiful throne. When Raja King Bhoj tried to ascend that throne, those Katputliya, those 32 puppets, statues, they came and each one narrated one story of Vikramaditya and they said, "Stop! Do you possess, do you have such a quality of Vikramaditya? If not, go away. You cannot sit on this throne." So every time King Bhoj tried to ascend, a puppet came and she narrated a beautiful story. And then he realized, "I don't possess these qualities of Vikramaditya. Vikramaditya was such a great king." So, he ruled just 50 BC before Christ. So, that's what they say. But this Vikramaditya word is very confusing. Because there is Vikramaditya 1, Vikramaditya 4, Vikramaditya 3. Because all the subsequent kings named themselves as Vikramaditya, causing lot of confusion. But yes, when they talk of Vikramaditya, it is always Vikramaditya of Ujjain, Madhya Pradesh. So, that was the throne, which was very pure. And when you, yes, one more thing. When you sit on this throne, you become Trikaldarshi. Because you know that Charva, that shepherd, who used to sit on that mold of soil, and he used to give correct decision, otherwise he was fool. Otherwise, he was not a very intelligent person. But an idiot who sits on that mountain or hillock, he used to become very intelligent and he used to give such great judgments, and even king was appalled to see that. Raja, King Bhoj. So, when you sit on this throne, your decisions are correct. You become Trikaldarshi. So what else is needed to sit on this throne? Heart should be pure, unadulterated. You have made Baba sit on your heart throne. You should be seated on this your Akal Takht. Then those who follow Srimad, they alone can sit on this throne. Those who do not follow Srimad cannot sit on this throne. Then what else? Those who have clean and clear intellect and mind, they alone can sit on this throne. Then, those who love, okay, everything will come in that. Love for Murli, love for Yajna, love for Madhuban, love for Srimad, love for Gyan, love for Yoga, love for Seva. For all these things, love for drills, everything. So, they alone can sit on that heart throne. What else? Arvind Bhai, who can sit on this heart throne? Who is permitted? Who follow Father, they alone can sit on this heart. Those who become unlimited, excellent. Those who live in that unlimited consciousness, they alone can sit on this unlimited throne. This is not a limited throne. This is a huge throne, unlimited. Unlimited people can sit, unlimited souls can sit on this throne. So those who live in the unlimited consciousness, they alone can sit on this throne. Then, Haldarbhai, who can sit on this throne? Haribhai, who can sit on this throne? Those who write, that is said already. So, you can churn on this topic. What are the specialities of this heart throne? 12 we have discussed here, but there are more which you can churn. 4 have come in today's Murli in blessing: safety, sorrowless, mayachit, carefree. These 4 things associated with this author, and these are the other things that came out from churning. So another topic for churning is, who can sit on this heart throne? One is to sit, another is to maintain, to keep on sitting there. Otherwise you sit at one time and then you slip down, and then you fall tumbling down, and then you again try to ascend, and then Maya pulls your leg down and you try to go up. You have seen that picture which is there in Gyan Sarovar. There is a ship, a boat, and few are there on the boat. One is trying to go and the relatives are pulling his legs. So the Maya is pulling your leg and you are trying to go on the heart throne. So such things should not happen. So once you are on the throne, first is installation of soul on this heart throne, and second is maintenance. And see that no virus enters, and then everything crashes. So multiple things are there about this heart throne. Om Shanti.